Welcome to the Darden Business Cast, the weekly podcast that features the events, news, and newsmakers of the University of Virginia's Darden School of Business. Thanks for listening. I'm Ken White. Today's podcast was posted on October 9th, 2009. The Darden Business Cast headlines today include an A-plus from the Princeton Review, Darden's Academical Village, Getting to Know the Leaders, and the Darden Market Returns. In our interview segment, we'll take you to Darden's Diwali celebration. First, here's the news. When the new edition of the Princeton Review's Best Business Schools was released this week, readers saw Darden featured among the best. The guide reviews over 300 B schools and includes 11 unique rankings lists, where the publication identifies the top 10 schools in various categories. Darden was in the top 10 in several categories, including Best Professors, where the school was listed in second place. Darden's professors have been in the number one or two spot in the Princeton Review for five consecutive years. Among other top 10 finishes for Darden, Best Classroom Experience, Best Facilities, Best Campus Environment, Best Career Prospects, and Most Family Friendly. To determine its rankings, the Princeton Review surveys over 19,000 students enrolled at accredited MBA programs. To learn more, you can go to PrincetonReview.com. It's a great way to exchange ideas while promoting faculty and student interaction. Darden's Academical Village program is a series of events that takes place throughout the school year. Events include Darden faculty, many who represent the school's centers of excellence, sharing their research and ideas. The series kicked off last month. Last week, Darden professor Mike Lennox, who's the executive director of the Batten Institute, discussed green technology. According to Lennox, companies and organizations continue to show increased interest in green tech.
So I think there's a number of drivers for why firms get into the green tech sector. I like to think of the economic drivers, which is centered around customer preferences, demand, operational efficiencies that firms are trying to achieve, government interventions such as subsidies, tax rebates and the like, government regulation, and then finally the strategic opportunities that firms see in kind of positioning themselves in those industries.
That's Professor Mike Lennox. Darden's Academical Village series includes fireside chats, lunch forums, and unsolved business mysteries. If you want to know what the top business leaders are thinking, Darden is the place to be. Two programs at the school bring a number of influential business leaders here. The Leadership Speaker Series and the Executive in Residence Program both offer students and faculty opportunities to spend real time with people who lead major corporations. In just the past several days, United Technologies CEO George David, General Mills Chief Marketing Officer Mark Addix, and the chairman of the board of A.T. Kearney, Paul LaDecina, have all visited Darden, where they spoke and met with members of the school's community. The Executive in Residence program is directed by Darden School Foundation CEO Ted Forbes. He says both the executive and the Darden community benefit from the program.
I think the students and faculty enjoy the challenge of someone who's got an illustrious career like our gentleman today has. And I think the visitors enjoy it as well, because so much of executive life is about the hustle and bustle of dealing with problem A and problem B and problem C, sometimes simultaneously and sometimes in sequence. And what coming to a Darden allows them to do is to pause and reflect. So it's a chance to think as opposed to a time to act.
That's Ted Forbes, Darden School Foundation CEO. It's a major holiday in India, and it was celebrated at Darden Wednesday morning. Thanks to a number of students from India, Diwali, the Festival of Lights, was highlighted during a special first coffee ceremony. At the event, Darden student Samir Syed explained Diwali to those in attendance.
Thank you, everyone, for coming out this morning. We're gathering here to celebrate Diwali, and I'm going to introduce Samir. He's going to give us a few introductory remarks. And then we're going to have a ceremonial lighting with Dean Carraway and Professor Rodriguez.
Good morning, Darden. At the ABC's request, I'm going to say a few words about this huge cultural identity of India. Diwali, the biggest festival of India, is one festival that brings people of diverse backgrounds together to celebrate the victory of good over evil. Although Diwali has multiple interpretations, according to the prominent Hindu mythology, the five-day festival was celebrated in honor of the homecoming of King Rama, after a 14-year exile and the victory over Ravana, the king of Lanka. In the legend, people of Ayodhya welcomed their victorious king by lighting the city with rows of lamps and deepas. On this day, households in India display candles or diyas to signify the brightness of all that is good within an individual. Entrances and doorways are celebrated and decorated with floor art as an expression of warm hospitality towards friends, visitors and guests. Many people wear their best and share sweets with friends and families. Children and adults alike celebrate this occasion by filling their skyline with fireworks. In the business world, many companies begin their financial year on this day. Many communities involve themselves in gambling at this time of the year. While Diwali is known as the festival of lights, the most significant spiritual meaning is the awareness of the inner light. Just as we celebrate the birth of our physical being, Diwali is a celebration of this inner light and the awakening of an individual's true nature. We welcome you to join us in the celebration of lights, colors, and the victory of good over evil at Dharan. In the spirit of Diwali, feel free to greet each other and enjoy the snacks sponsored by the Asian Business Club. Happy Diwali.
The Dharan celebration included a lighting ceremony led by Associate Deans Robert Caraway and Peter Rodriguez. Both professors wore traditional clothing from India for the celebration. To our students, faculty, staff, and friends from India, we wish you a happy Diwali. Well, some great food is produced right here in Albemarle County and throughout Virginia. That food was available to the Dharan community last week as the school hosted the Fall Dharan Market. People were invited to eat outside in the Flagler Courtyard and have lunch consisting of food grown right here in the region. The school hosts an outdoor Dharan Market each semester. Some of the local suppliers attended last week's event and spent time talking with students, faculty, and staff. Well, that's it for this edition of the Dharan Business Cast. A new podcast is posted each Friday afternoon in several places, among them the Dharan website, iTunes, and Podcast Alley. We invite you to listen each week for the events, news, and newsmakers of the University of Virginia's Dharan School of Business on the Dharan Business Cast. Thanks for listening. For our editor, Gary Peters, I'm Ken White, wishing you a safe, happy, and productive week.
If you have comments or feedback, please email us at communication@darden.virginia.edu. Dharan Business Cast is a production of the University of Virginia's Dharan School of Business, along with Dharan Media and the Office of Communication and Marketing.